USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden called Vladimir Putin a war criminal on Wednesday, just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to the United States Congress for more assistance in the fight against Russia's invasion. Earlier in the day, Biden condemned Russia's invasion and said the United States is sending more weapons to Ukraine. A spokesperson for the Kremlin, Dmitry Peskov, responded by saying, quote, "We consider unacceptable and unforgivable such rhetoric of the head of state, whose bombs killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world," end quote. If you like to share your Netflix password with friends and family outside of your household, Netflix is going to start charging more for the service. The new options will roll out in the next few weeks in select Central and South American countries and may expand beyond those markets soon. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Here's to you wearing green today. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.